CliffCentral.com. Happy is the Chief Officer of Marketing Communications, and Darren is the Public Relations Manager for Proudly SA, and they are both here to join us this morning. Like many South Africans, you're probably looking forward to December because it's downtime, a moment to relax and spend some time with the loved ones. But you're probably also looking to Christmas bonuses and spending a little bit of your hard-earned cash. I would definitely say that you should take a few moments to think about the massive spending that takes place between November and January. And now, imagine the massive change that could take place in the country if we started to channel a fraction of that spending to local goods and services. And of course, we're not asking you to do this because it's charity. We're asking you to do this because it supports local industry, because we have a tremendous number of extraordinarily talented people in this country who are producing excellent goods of international quality. And we're very, very proud in South Africa of the things that we do better than anyone else. And we should be buying local, we should be supporting local business, and to get this economy kick-started and to get it moving in the right direction, everybody has to help. Is that about right? Happy, is that more or less what we're trying to do this morning?
You are so spot on. And it's not about the fact that we're feeling sorry for ourselves, right?
No, that's awful.
I couldn't agree with you more. It is because it's the right thing to do, but because we just have great quality products that are accessible and that are affordable.
Now, it would make a difference to our economy and to jobs. But we want to talk about the positive difference that we could all be a part of this morning. And the Proudly SA team are here to join us. Darren, it's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Happy, it's nice to have you here. So Proudly South African launches its festive season campaign in the middle of November every year in the hope that the message of buying local will resonate with shoppers. As long as we buy imported goods, we're buying jobs overseas, really. And the middle of November is a great time to start thinking about what you're going to do, who you're going to spend money on. And we're not talking about like little arts and crafts, as good as those are, but we're talking about really great South African products. So give us an idea of what kind of work Proudly South African's done in the last little while and what kinds of things you want us to know about that maybe we don't.
So we've been tasked with the responsibility to really, for lack of a better word, reinvent the campaign, if you like. Mm. Because we're of the view that the campaign, every South African should resonate with the Proudly South African narrative. It can't be for the few. We have got to, you have to resonate with the message. You have to assume responsibility. It ceases to be somebody else's problem.
Now, I think a lot of this was very easy to join and to be enthusiastic about when South Africa, you know, when we gave birth to our democracy, when we had Madiba and even Thabo Mbeki around. But I suppose a lot of the shine went off of what we think of ourselves in the last couple of years. Yeah. And so you're trying to reinvigorate that in people.
We are. And, you're so right. I mean, that's how Proudly South African was born, out of the job summit that was convened by Utatu Madiba back then. And you're quite right. I mean, at the time, with the new democracy, every South African, we were all singing Kumbaya, and we were just a happy people. excuse the pun. But, 5 years later, the reality kicked in. And, and the reality was then our value proposition as a campaign was a little weak, if you like.
People weren't as enthusiastic.
Yeah, they weren't as enthusiastic, and they wanted to know what is it, you know, if I buy into this movement and I support, the campaign, what am I getting out of it? And we've had to jazz it up and make it as attractive as we possibly could. But attractive for us is really for businesses access to market. It's one thing for you to have a business or a product, but if you don't have anybody to sell that product to, you might as well shut the doors.
It is a virtuous cycle, because if we buy local, we create more local jobs. That stimulates the local economy, and whatever you're making then gets sold. So in theory, this is something everybody should support, not for altruistic reasons, not because you're trying to do the right thing or be seen to be a great person who supports your country, patriot or any of that stuff. It's because the local economy is your economy.
It's funny, I was in the States last year and it was interesting speaking to people. I don't think I met one person that was a fan of Trump, and everybody apologized for Donald Trump, but they were proudly American, and nobody in America conflates politics, because politics come and go, politicians come and go, presidents come and go. Nobody conflates American politics with being with their greenback or the eagle or the stars and stripes or their national anthem.
But we've still got to learn how to separate that stuff out
and just be proudly South African. Because
if South Africans channel their seasonal spend to products and services made in SA, we might be able to make that a reality in terms of first converting attitudes and then actually investing in our own economy. Is that about right? I mean, we're sitting with unemployment of what,
27.5.
And how persistent is unemployment? You know, it really is real. Everybody knows somebody who's unemployed.
Yeah.
And but interestingly enough, with the recent research that we did with Massmart and Brand South Africa, we found that South Africans are saying if they understood and appreciated the economic impact that there is when they buy local, they do it, even if the price was a little bit more.
But I mean, we've got things like, when is Black Friday? When is the Black
week
Friday?
Week on Friday. Sale? That's exactly. 5 years ago, it meant nothing in South Africa.
Now it's huge.
Now 66% of South Africans said they will be spending 1,600 rands or more on Black Friday. 33%, I think, or around that, said they would be spending for Christmas presents ahead of.
That's fascinating.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, Celeste here in our office was telling me that she knows people who've actually taken off work on Black Friday.
To go online and just.
Well, not even to go online.
To go to the shop.
Go to the shops or to go online, I suppose, and to spend. So it's become a madness.
We saw a gap because about 2 months ago or three, we launched
August 21st,
we launched our online platform, a Proudly SA online platform, which is a gap that we identified. So there's an online platform where you can shop strictly
Proudly
South African made products. And what a better way to shop on Black Friday online.
That's proudly sa.co.za, right?
Or you can go to rsamade.co.za.
Okay, let me go and look at that.
rsamade.co.za.
All right, so people are going to get, in some places, a 13th check. People are going to have this Black Friday spending. Mm-hmm. Now, in 2018, 66% of South Africans are expected to spend an average of 1,600 rand on Black Friday bargains. Mm-hmm. According to one credit card company, the sale of toys, clothing, and electronic goods goes up by 51%.
Yes.
And we make all of those here. All of those you can find here.
Yeah.
It's not like it's products that you can't get, like cell phones or... But even Hisense makes cell phones locally.
This is amazing. All right, so we've got different categories on RSA Made. We've got arts and crafts, books, baby and toddler, construction, electronics, fashion, furniture, games, health and safety, health and beauty, beverages, food, and tons more.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. And you go on here, what happens? You just treat it like any other online store, except that you're supporting the local economy.
And all the service providers to the website, the delivery, courier company, they're using, what's it, three little words?
It's like a geolocation.
That's a South African app. Yeah. That's South
all
African invented.
Is, yeah.
So they've gone completely with local service providers as well. So it's, what is it, click and...
And you can actually sign up as a vendor. You can also go on and create your own wish list.
Yes.
Yeah. The vendors are all exclusively proudly South African member companies, though. But you can go and apply to be a member on that through the website.
Because remember, they've got to go through a vetting system, because it's one thing for us to say to South Africans, buy local, but we've got to make sure that those products are quality products. So they've got to go through our vetting system.
So we're going to have billions of rands spent. If you can harness this and buy locally, then you can... obviously create many more jobs, and some of them will be retained, but more will be created. Mm-hmm. And we want to highlight a whole lot of these fantastic goods. Just give us an idea of some of the products that are on here so that people can check them out. We've got electric bikes, we've got TVs, we've got all kinds of things that are made here in South Africa,
there's such a huge variety from
fashion. Huge categories.
That's a big section, a huge section of street fashion, of upmarket fashion, We've got lots of wines. We've got lots of chocolates and toffees and creams and potions and lotions and in the beauty section. It's a really wide variety.
You even sell achar on there.
Achar.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
You can. You can sell achar on there. You can sell condiments.
We will continue to highlight the fantastic local goods and services that you can begin to support this festive season, and we'll be talking to some of South Africa's most fascinating entrepreneurs right here on the show over the next 4 weeks. Tell me about what that is, Happy and Darren.
So thank you. We're going to be doing a podcast series with you, which will be great. You'll be speaking to them. And we've got such a variety of members from big internationals, multinational companies, but whose manufacturing base is here, to little entrepreneurs. The Achar story is a great story.
But I would imagine if people know what the stories are behind these products, you'll also fall in love with the people, in them.
Exactly.
And then you're not buying it out of a sense of charity or having to be patriotic. Again, you're buying it because you found out that someone's story of triumph over disaster or just unbelievable dogged determination.
Tenacity, exactly. Yeah.
And it's ordinary people like, all of us that had an opportunity or grabbed an opportunity that came their way. I mean, I'm hoping that we'll be profiling her, a lady whose tragedy turned into an amazing story, who was, in a very bad car accident, and months later she tried to pick up the pieces and what
but not. She got some and kind she, of payout from pay, the road accident.
Yes, and she plowed all of that into her business. And today her product is enjoying shelf space at big retail stores.
This is a beauty product.
Yes, that's a beauty product. Wow. So, you know, stories such as that. We've
got a milkman in Soweto, a guy who's beneficiating a lot of beneficiation with his milk and buying from cooperative farms. Mm-hmm. So that's the milkman of Soweto. We've got somebody who's making custom made bags for wheelchairs.
Listen, there's a wonderful story of a young guy who, that had knocked at every door that you can possibly think of. But to cut a long story short, worked from his back room in Soweto, and he's a jeweler. And today he's grown his business. You know, he's done so well that today he's a supplier at Soho Group, and he's opening his first shop at Monte Cassino in February. And now he has a big factory out in Boksburg. So, you know, stories like that we want to share with the public. To say that as much as we're a country with loads of challenges, we've got great stories to tell.
We have amazing
stories to tell. So we buy quite a bit over the festive season. You can buy charcoal.
Charcoal briquettes. Yeah.
As I said earlier, it makes perfect sense. It's not altruism. This is about you supporting your own local economy in order to grow South Africa's economy internationally, but also to plow money back in.
Yes.
And then those people who you're buying from will end up buying from you.
Mm, absolutely. Exactly. And create demand, because the reality is if we buy from elsewhere, we're creating demand in that country.
Correct.
And creating a job in that country.
Enough of giving China your money.
Yeah.
All right? Exactly.
Really. As much as they helped build that bridge to Maputo.
Yeah. I was on that bridge just the other day. I drove
3 days
across
ago.
The bridge.
Yeah.
You've already been across it?
Yes, on the day after it's opened.
I got an email from a guy who said that he actually crossed that bridge the other day too, and he says it's the best thing ever because it's cut his journey from 6 hours to 90 minutes.
Okay, and he went to Katembra and back.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Right. I went there and back to see how far it
went. Well, listen, this is terrific, and I'm very, very pleased that we're doing this series with you. We'll get to hear the stories of people behind all of these amazing entrepreneurial journeys, and you can hear more by listening to cliffcentral.com. Keep an ear out for when we launch the podcast series. And in the meantime, go on to RSA Made, go and check out some of those amazing products that are on there. And get out there and support the local economy. You know, there are other products that aren't necessarily listed on the site, but there are people making things all over that are authentic and original and creative and brilliant, and that either solve problems or just look really good.
Yeah.
Go out there and support.
Absolutely. And my parting shot is, if you decide to walk into a store and, want to buy a proudly South African product, if it doesn't have, the proudly SA logo on it, it's okay. You must just look out for, made in South Africa.
Just don't look for made in China.
Yes, just don't look for made in...
anywhere else.
Yeah. Made in South Africa. That product is good enough to be given a chance and to be bought.
Damn right. Thank you so much, Happy, and thank you so much, Darren. What a pleasure to meet you both. CliffCentral.com.